Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to Hymn Hunters International. My name's Lauren.
I'm so sorry. I just yelled into the mic. I am Ben. Hey. And you are listening to Hymn Hunters Inter 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Spring has arrived. About time.
So excited.
It only took how long, Lauren?
It only took
6 months of winter.
Everyone's making the joke like it's January 300 and January 102nd or whatever.
Honestly, yeah.
But it finally has become April. At the end of it, we had to wait so long for spring, but she's here. She's beautiful. I'm just in such a good mood. The sun,
I know.
Just the light and the sun and the warmth. I had class outside today.
I've been pre-preparing, and I've been taking allergy medicine like before it got warm. Yeah. So I'm hoping that protects me from the scourge of, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Seasonal allergies.
That's I luckily do not have allergies, so feeling great. I'm some of these headphones aren't working in the studio. I think finally found a pair that worked.
My
mic is on. I just wanted to make sure like everyone could hear us and all that, but I finally found a pair of headphones that work.
Great.
All good. Okay, so we didn't really have a theme this week. It's kind of just been crazy busy. I just kind of thought maybe we would just like talk about music we've been listening to lately, stuff that we like.
So you mean the fact that I've only been listening to this is so embarrassing. I don't want to even publicly admit how many times I've listened to Dear Future Husband by Meghan Trainor in the past couple of days, because like probably 50 is the answer.
Well, maybe we'll play that. I
don't want to subject anyone to that, but I do have a song that I have been listening to on repeat a lot that I would love to play.
That sounds great.
We've never played.
I love that.
On HHI.
I love that.
I'm sure you've heard it before. I just think it's a really pretty song.
Wonderful.
It's one of those songs that's like really good at fading into the background.
I love
it. If you listen to it long enough.
If you're like doing work or like whatever. I love that. So before we get into that, though, really quickly, the first song that I played was called Human Bogs by Bass.
Wow, that was good. I liked it.
Really liked that song. I saw them play in Harvard last week. They're on tour right now for the new album. Super, super good. They're really, really fun live, and I love that song.
Really?
It's super emo, and I love it.
Yeah, it's like, it has a cool sound to it, too.
It does. And it's a song about him and his like relationship with his queerness, and it's so good. I love it. Anyway, okay, should we go into your song?
Yeah. Okay. I'll just say what it is.
Okay.
It's Everything Is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira.
I don't think I've heard this.
Oh, it's great.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Waiting for your moment to fall on me. no idea about me and you. There is an indentation in the shape of you. Made your mark on me, a golden tattoo. All of this silence and patience, pining in anticipation. My hands are shaking from holding back from you. All of this silence and patience, pining and desperately waiting. My hands are shaking from all this. Say my name and everything just stops. I don't want you like a best friend. Only brought this dress so you could take it off. Take it off.
So that was two songs. You want to introduce them?
Yeah. So the first one was Everything is Embarrassing by Sky Ferreira. And then because Everything is Embarrassing, I played some Taylor Swift. And that's Dress.
I love that song. Okay. First of all, I don't mean to interrupt.
No,
we
do
love
it.
Celebrity conspiracy theories. This is a well-known fact. Have you read the conspiracy theory about the song Dress?
No.
Okay. It goes like this.
I'm ready. Oh, wait. I love when I hear a new one.
I know, right? People think that the song's written about Ed Sheeran, okay? Because she's like, I don't want you like a best friend. Like, everyone knows they're, like, really good friends. Yeah. There's an indentation in the shape of you.
Oh, I'm in love with the shape of you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
literally, it's a song called Shape of You. And then, like, there's something about, like, a golden tattoo. Like, he's a, I don't know, something about the tattoo that he's a lot of tattoos. I don't know. And then I think that, I can't remember if there was anything else. But those were, like, the big things. In the shape of you. I feel like that has to be so intentional. You know, Taylor is like, okay, if there's anything to be said about her, it's that she's very intentional with her lyric writing. And I feel like she wouldn't.
And she loves to do that stuff.
She loves to like bait people with things.
I was reading a celebrity conspiracy theory that Lea Michele's illiterate.
Wait, I've seen that.
It's like a PowerPoint.
I've seen that. It's so funny.
And it's like she only does Ryan Murphy shows because he knows the secret. And apparently it's like he's notoriously good at keeping secrets. And then like, so he like feeds her the lines. And that's why she doesn't work with anyone else. And I'm like, oh my God.
I love a good celebrity conspiracy
and it's
theory.
It's so flimsy, but it's so funny.
Okay, so on the topic of Taylor Swift, recently Taylor has been releasing some of her like old songs that she's written but like never sung. So she released, so she's been like
just
giving
the lyrics?
Them, no, she's been like giving them to like other bands to perform. So like, or like selling them. Like I don't know how that works. So Little Big Town did,
what's that?
I don't know, this is a country group. They did, they performed a song that she wrote called Better Man. And then recently a band called Sugarland released a song called Babe that was written by Taylor Swift. And it was written during her like Red, when she was doing the Red album. So like a while ago,
yeah,
like a few years ago.
Yeah, it's like a
ago.
Different sound.
Exactly. So it was written during that period. But she wrote it with the lead singer of Train. I watched this whole
Train?
Video about it. Yes,
wait,
lead singer
like,
of Train.
Isn't that like Hazel?
Yeah, exactly. So she wrote it with him and they wrote it during like her, when she was writing for her Red album, but she didn't end up putting the song on the album. Huh. And so Sugarland, I think they like broke up, got back together, something like that. And Taylor reached out to them and was like, hey, I have this song, I'd love for you guys to sing it. And so they released it and she like kind of sings a little bit on the track, but you can hardly hear it. And I love this song. I love it. Like I like didn't want to love
Should
it
we play
and here
it?
I am loving it. So I'm gonna play it. It's fun. It's called Babe. It's a kind of a breakup song, but it's a little salty and sassy, and I'm obsessed with it. So I'm gonna play it right now.
Play it.
This is Babe.
A shame. Didn't wanna be the one that got away, yeah. Big mistake. Broke the sweetest promise that you never should have made. I'm here on the kitchen floor. You call, but I won't hear it. You say
Okay, that was Babe by Sugarland and Taylor Swift. I love that song. It's so fun. It's just... It's good.
It really sounded like Taylor Swift.
She's like sings on a little bit of it. You got it. So I don't know. I'm obsessed. I love it.
If you hate Taylor Swift, I totally get that. And I apologize for all those. No, I don't apologize. But just know that the rest of the show, it'll be different, you know? It's not just the Taylor Swift hour.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like dress. I'll say it.
You can come for me. I really like This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Which one's that?
Should I play it?
No. Lauren, I just made a promise to our dear listeners.
It's so good.
Who are
though.
In the tens of thousands.
I know. There's a lot of them out there. This is true.
I'm speaking to two people.
I have another song to play. This is coming from April 2018 Spotify playlist by yours truly. I've been keeping up with that. I've done it for like over a year now, which is kind of cool to like go back and listen to my old playlist. But trying to gear up for that warm weather. I have a fun little remix I've been listening to. It's called Cold Blood by someone named Bruno Major. I like it a lot. It's kind of funky and fun.
Let's hear it.
So I'm going to play it. All right.
Rest your head for a while. I know you've been traveling a long time. Come here, boy. Give me your soul for a while. You make me go weak at my knees. Cold blood, I will eat you up. I will tell you that I love you as I love with you. 6 feet into the ground.
two good songs, Lauren.
Two good songs. Thank you. So that was Cold Blood by Bruno Major. It was the Tide remix. And then after that, that was Bright Boy by Sandy Alex G.
Yeah.
There you go. So some fun songs for April. Yeah, do you have anything to play? Should we keep going?
Yeah. Can you go for like 30 seconds long?
Yeah. What's been your...
Did you hear Shania Twain? Did you hear the Shania Twain Trump stuff?
No. Oh, she said she regretted saying she would vote for Trump, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's like Canadian or whatever, but...
Okay, Shania.
I'm just like, what you still said, I just think it's like funny when...
Did you see her in RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah. Oh, are you watching this season?
Yeah, I am watching this season.
Oh my God, who do you like? Wait, did you watch the most recent episode? Are you caught up?
I did.
Was she a judge on the most recent episode?
She was a judge on the most recent episode. It's been... I've been...
Is this your first season?
This is my first season.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm no long-time Drag Race fan. Yeah. This is only my third season.
Okay.
I've watched nine All-Stars.
I feel like it keeps like coming up. Like, I keep seeing it on like my Twitter, on like, I just see it everywhere, and I just feel like I'm like, I gotta see what
this
is about.
It's
fun. I love it. It's good. It's fun. I really like, okay, I don't love Aquaria. I like feel like she's, I don't know, there's something about her I'm like, I don't know.
My friend made out with her. I'll show you the picture.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But so the thing about Aquaria is, what I think what's so funny about Aquaria is, I tweeted this, I don't know if you saw this tweet. But whenever someone compliments Aquaria about something besides her drag, she literally looks shocked. She's like, like someone will be like, oh, like, do you watch The Untucked also?
No, I'm
oh
watching
my God, Lauren.
Okay, I
you
should
have
watch
to
that.
Also be watching all The Untucked.
Okay.
It's a you have to do the full 2-hour experience.
Hour event,
but
yeah.
It's like The Bachelor. It's like the, you know,
right.
But anyways, during Untucked, she gave someone advice and someone was like, wow, Aquaria, like, that was really nice. And she's like, oh. But
so
you have
funny.
To watch Untucked because, like, this season Untucked is really wild because there's all this really complicated racial politics stuff happening between the Vixen and Aquaria and Eureka.
Whoa.
Where they're getting in these big fights that you kind of see, they'll talk about during the episode where you don't have as much context if you don't watch Untucked. Where basically, like, Aquaria or Eureka will be like, Vixen, you're so negative, you're so angry. And she's like, you're turning me into this trope of the angry black woman. And then they get into this, like,
whoa.
It's really complicated. It's Untucked this season has actually been pretty good. I mean, last episode, this most recent episode's Untucked was a dud in that there wasn't like huge drama. But
yeah.
I think Untucked is really interesting.
Interesting.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Eureka.
Me neither.
I'm just like, I'm just not into it. I'm not a huge fan of... I really like Ms. Cracker.
That's my favorite.
I really like Ms. Cracker a lot. And I really liked Asia, too.
Oh, yeah. I like Asia a lot.
Yeah.
You should watch... Sorry, I'm just going to give you more hours of things to watch. But every episode, Ms. Cracker uploads a video to YouTube called Review with a Jew. And it's like a 7-minute episode where she reviews that... Drag Race episode, and it's fun.
Okay.
I really like Ms. Cracker.
I like her
a lot. I was actually going to go see her perform Patriot State. She was performing, but then I had thesis. But, like, thesis stuff to do. But I really like Ms. Cracker. I like the Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been amazed at Monet Exchange's lip syncs.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's so... So, Monet Exchange is, like, really big in the New York drag scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she's known for lip syncs.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, like, even when she winds up at the bottom, like, she's so good at it.
She's so good
also,
at
like,
it.
Also, like, that's what she does.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was Untucked during the episode, but someone's like, they were like, Monet, this is what you do for a living. You lip sync for a living. Like, you can do this.
Yeah.
And clearly she can.
Yeah. She's been alone twice. Now?
Yeah, twice in a row.
Yeah, and she's like, but she's done such a good job.
The Dusty Ray Bottoms Monet Exchange lip sync was so good. I like Dusty.
I was going to say, I really like Dusty Ray
Bottoms. I can't tell, though, if the reason I liked her is because I think she's really cute out of drag.
She totally is. But, like, I don't know. She just, like, was weird. And I liked that.
I like the weird
ones.
She
was weird. Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like Ms. Cracker's weird, too. Like, I'm into that.
Ms. Cracker's definitely weird. Yeah, it's a good season so far.
It's been a really good season,
yeah.
I don't know, and it's also, like, we were talking about this before, but it's really cool to see, like, the, like, just learning a little bit more about, like, the history and, like, the culture, and also just, like, the, like, I don't know, just the, you can tell, like, all of them have a lot of mutual respect for each other, like professionally, and like know of each other and of each other's work. And I think that's really cool, like when you have a community like that.
What's kind of interesting about Drag Race is like how so many, so like, right, remember like really early on in the season, like Calorie, who wasn't good.
Calorie was
but
not good.
She was like, I'm a queen from New Mexico. There's never been a queen from New Mexico.
Yeah.
And like, I think the way that like all the New York queens know each other, or some of the bigger queens know each other because they tour together, you know, like it's really interesting. And I think like you kind of hear more about that in Untucked, and also how like a lot of them are friends, and also some people come in and they don't know anyone, and that's not what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you do Drag Race and you don't like make the audience think you're an absolute monster, your career soars.
Mm. That's so interesting.
So part of it is like, like some queens really want to win.
Yeah.
Some queens like Mayhem Mayhem is friends with like a lot of the really like famous queens from RuPaul. Mm-hmm. So, like from like RuPaul's Drag Race. So like for her, she was like, all my friends have done this, I have to do this. And like for a lot of people, it's their dream. And also for a lot of people, it like launches their careers. Like
that's
for
so
Trixie.
Yeah.
Like Trixie didn't even win her first season.
Yeah.
Neither did Katya. And Katya didn't win All Stars either. Mm-hmm. But then they have this Viceland show, you know?
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, it's just like getting the airtime is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they all go on tour together when the season's over.
Yeah. It's fun. I love it. It's great.
I know. Me
too. It's good. I'm really into it. Well, on that note, do you have a song?
Oh, what? Yeah. You're talking
to me. We got so into that conversation.
Hold on.
What have you been listening to lately? What kind of what's been your spring vibes?
I've really been listening to the same songs on repeat. It's so uninteresting.
That's fair.
Oh my god, wait, have we played the new Troye Sivan song Strawberries and Cigarettes from the Love Simon soundtrack?
No, we have not.
Troye made a song. Okay. Yeah, you told me you saw it.
Okay.
Troye made a song for Love Simon and they played only 20 seconds of it. The homophobia.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, and like 80% of the movie was just Bleachers music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Jack Antonoff, who's the lead singer of Bleachers, he produced the soundtrack, I think, for the movie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Troye Sivan got snubbed. Here we go.
Remember when we first met? You said, light my cigarette. So I lied to my mom and dad. I jumped the fence when I read. But we couldn't go very far, 'cause you locked your keys in your car. So you sat and stared at my lips, and I could already feel your kiss. All nights and daydreams, sugar and smoke rings. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. Headlights on me, racing through 60. I've been a fool for strawberries. Remember when you taught me fate, said it'd all be worth the wait. Like that night in the back of the cab, when your fingers walked in my hand. Next day nothing on my phone, but I can still smell you on my clothes. I was hoping that things had changed, but we went right back to your games.
All nights and daydreams, sugar and smoke rings. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. Headlights on me, racing through 60. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like blue eyes, black jeans, lighters and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. And even if I run, they always
always tastes like you. You. Long nights, daydreams, with that sugar and smoke rings, always tastes like you.
Okay, I really like that. It's just like something so sweet. It's just like very much like Love, Simon, where you're like, it makes you nostalgic for like a fake teenage years. I don't know. I love it.
I wonder if they like took it out because like he's singing about cigarettes and they were trying to make it such a wholesome teen movie.
True.
I mean, they do drink in it.
They were drinking. It was it was just so good. It was so wholesome. I just loved everything about it. On that note, let's read a PSA. Let's read a PSA on worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest undocumented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. That's a lot of numbers. The point is, we incarcerate a lot of people. This PSA, someone also has made a note on this PSA, the sheet that I'm reading from, Florida is a myth, sad.
What?
So maybe that's our PSA for the day. Well, on that note, do we have any recommended reads this week?
Oh my God, read my thesis so you can provide me like copy edits. I actually don't. I've been like really behind on like, well, I haven't done a lot of reading for fun.
Yeah.
What about you?
Honestly, also have not really done a lot of reading for fun, not because I'm like super busy, but because I just am at the point in my life where I can't really be bothered. We did read a little bit. I've been reading a little bit for a one class from a book called Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants, which is really interesting, a really interesting book. Read a chapter in it on gratitude and how we can practice gratitude in our lives and how it can connect us to community and to nature and all that. Really, really interesting. I've been enjoying what I've been reading from the book. And then also another book called The Revolution Will Not Be Funded, Beyond the Nonprofit Industrial Complex. That's also been super great. Just kind of talking about how like the nonprofit world has come to become kind of like a shadow world of the corporate world, and the nonprofit structure is developing to become more like the corporate structure, which is not good. And so those have been very interesting reads. If you have time, you'd like to read a little bit of a book, I would highly recommend.
Thanks, Lauren.
Both of those reads.
Well, maybe when I graduate and don't have to read professionally.
Yeah. That's my job anymore. I'm looking forward to that. Like, I feel like in classes, we'll read like a chapter from a book, and I'm like, so it'll resonate with me, and I'm like, I really am interested in this, but I won't have time to go back and read the whole book because I have like 10 billion other things to do. And I'm looking forward to like being able to like actually sit down and read a book after I graduate.
Me too. I have a lot of books I want to read.
Yeah, I have a lot on my
list.
But
if you were like, oh, Ben, like, what books? I wouldn't even be able to name them. My brain is so, like, it's so, like zoomed in on, like, my thesis.
As it should be. It's, like, a big part of, like, what you're doing right now. I mean, I totally get it. So, should we play another song?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what this show does, right?
Yeah, that's what, I mean, I guess that's what we're supposed to do. I'll play a song. I think I played this on here before. It's called Emily by a band called Love You Later. It's giving me Jolene vibes. Like, it's like a modern...
Emily.
Exactly. It's like a modern take on Jolene. It's really fun. I think you're going to like it. Let us know if you do. And if you don't, then... Do a different station, I guess. This is called Emily by Love You Later.
Well, you could still call.
Well, you could say you're sorry for nothing, 'cause I know that you're feeling something when you're with her. So go get her. Oh, darling, tell me honestly, where you hold me. Do you ever think of Emily? 'Cause you're
nice.
Okay, so that was Emily by Love You Later, and then Barcelona by George Ezra, a special song for Amy, who's listening. She requested it.
Thanks for always listening.
Thanks for listening. Because we went to a George Ezra concert last night.
Oh, really?
So we saw him play last night. House of Blues.
Was it fun?
It was really
fun. I've never been to House of Blues.
House of Blues, you know what? Well, I don't know if you're going, but our senior week gala is at the House of Blues.
Oh, I think
if you're
I will
interested
go.
In. But yeah, he was great. He's fun. He's British. He's a beautiful speaking voice with a beautiful British accent and then a beautiful singing voice, obviously.
Nice.
But he was great. He's just like one of those performers that like he kind of stops and tells a lot of stories and a lot of anecdotes and he was a good performer. Really enjoyed it. So if you have the opportunity, oh, there's sirens going by outside. If you have the, what kind of siren is that? If you have
ambulance.
The opportunity to see George Ezra, highly recommend. Wonderful.
Lauren, what do you think of paper straws?
Oh, I hate paper straws.
Me too.
I hate paper straws.
I just know you like the environment, so I wanted to ask.
Right. I'm all for either just like not using a straw, or if you do use a straw, use a reusable straw. But if I were ever to use a non-plastic straw, it would be either there's like steel straws. I have a couple at my house. Or like even like reusable plastic straws are better than freaking paper straws.
Listen,
they're
see that paper
horrible.
Straw? The worst thing to happen to me this entire month of April was when I went to sip my coffee and I was like, this is a paper straw.
Yeah, paper straws are horrible. Never do it. They like disintegrate. They get soft. I can't. But, you know, if you... You taste the paper. It's horrible. But if you're interested in not using plastic straws, which is something we all should be interested in, go on Amazon and order some, like, you can get metal straws. They're literally like $5 for a pack of three. They're super cheap. You can wash them, reuse them. I keep them in my bag. I think they're great.
Cool.
Would recommend.
Recommended sip.
Recommended sips. Any other recommendations?
No, I just wanted to know what you thought about those things.
Yes, good question. I hate them. We have like 7 more minutes, so we'll play a few more songs, I think, to finish up the day. It's just so lovely and nice. I'm in such a good mood.
Yeah.
I just want to listen to like music that will make me feel in a good mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm going to play a song by a band called Coin. The song's called Malibu 1992. It's really
You played this one before.
I played this one before. I like this song. It gives me like good summer vibes. And then we'll come back on, say a quick goodbye, and then play one last song to finish up the hour. But this is Malibu 1992.
Taste of iron, sweethearts that high school sour now. Our time had grown to a closing. You moved when you ran out of money to stay. Your parents' house in Ohio, you're all there, replaced with a treadmill now. Well, I come here more than you know. survive.